Hachette Audio presents Dying of Whiteness, How the Politics of Racial Resentment is Killing America's Heartland. Written by Jonathan M. Metzl. Read by Jamie Rennell. To the Metzl families, who persist, and in persisting, flourish. And to Anna and Clara, our future. Introduction. Dying of Whiteness. Before Donald Trump could implement his agenda, in some cases before he even took the oath of office, reporters and pundits were already tallying the negative implications of his proposals for many Americans. This isn't surprising. Changes in government policy inevitably create winners and losers. The twist here was that Trump's plans would hurt the working-class white populations who formed the core of his own base. Trump voters stand to suffer most from Obamacare repeal and a trade war, announced an NBC.com piece soon after the 2016 presidential election, quoting George Washington University economist Michael O. Moore. "I think you're going to get a disproportionate impact on people who supported Donald Trump, but maybe don't realize that his policies may end up hurting them instead of helping them," Moore claimed. Salon echoed Moore's assessment. Donald Trump is about to victimize his own voters. Meanwhile, a lead editorial in the New York Times announced that Trump care is already hurting Trump country. Trump didn't bother denying any of it. During an interview on Fox News in March 2017, Tucker Carlson told the president that counties that voted for you, middle-class and working-class counties, would do far less well under the proposed repeal of the Affordable Care Act, ACA. "Yeah, oh, I know that. It's very preliminary," Trump replied. As promised, the new administration soon pushed a steady stream of cuts to healthcare delivery systems, financial regulations, environmental protections, job and child support programs, and drug treatment initiatives, all of which imperiled communities and locales where government functions were weak to begin with. Of course, voters endorsing politicians whose policies seem likely to hurt them is nothing new. Many southern and midwestern states boast long histories of leaders who enact laws that disadvantage their own constituents and constituents who nonetheless repeatedly vote for these same politicians. As I show in the following chapters, that dynamic took on particular urgency in the decades leading up to the Trump presidency, when an emerging American conservatism promised to make white America
sample complete. Ready to continue?